Well, hey everybody, welcome to the Moscow Mules. Pray tell, what is Shay doing sitting in his comfortable living room reading some interesting, let's say, military history? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing here. Mr. Zelensky has made a very interesting speech, and we'd like to watch this space a little bit, Augie and I, who's otherwise engaged. And let's have a look at what the narco-fuhrer has been saying. Basically, that Ukraine is screwed, but he would like to fight on. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. The big Don says there's only one game in town. You either sign on the dotted line or you go under a bus. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I am addressing all Ukrainians right now. Our people, citizens, politicians, everyone. We need to pull ourselves together, get a grip, and stop the infighting.
Now, let's not forget, old Vova, old Vladimir Zelensky, has a bit of history when it comes to stuffing every orifice in his body with cash. Remember, long before the Russians crossed the border, Mr. Zelensky was pretty good at offshoring his cash with the Pandora Papers. It was all revealed. He's a very, very bold boy. Now, if you listen to Mr. Zelensky, he's the only man in the entire Ukrainian dictatorship who is, you know, clean. He's had nothing to do with stealing all the money. Let's have a look at him probably getting ready for a future in embezzlement.
Ноги там к ним, Оня.
Там стул, там мол, там не падает. Быстрее, быстрее. Саня, это же подделки.
Давай, давай.
Помните, у вас мало красок, лица упускайте назад, бежите.
Быстрее, быстрее, быстрее. Саша, давай.
Now, we here at the Moscow Mules are very proud of the fact that we've been telling you about Mr. Zelensky and his cronies' corruption for years now. Literally, very proud of ourselves. Let's have a look and remind you, and us probably, of just how right we've been all along. Okay, well, meanwhile, back in Ukraine, in the dictatorship, the people that are still alive there are having a really tough time of it. The dictator has decided if you do make it back from the front with your limbs intact, he's going to double your taxes. You can see from this next piece of video evidence that the people who are robbing the Ukrainians and the Americans and the Canadians and the French and the Italians and all the Europeans of their hard-earned tax dollars don't even bother their fat asses to get off the bed when they're caught with $6 million in cash in their house. Run the video, Augie. I mean, they just busted your door down. Okay, look at this. This is insane. $6 million. And actually, what happened was when the cops came knocking on his door, his mother tried to throw a couple of $100,000 out the window. His mother? Oh man, this gets better and better. So I hear you guys asking yourselves, how can this happen? Who are these people? Well, it's all part of the fabric of dysfunction in Ukraine. When you've got a whole population terrified of being dragged off to the front to die, which is what's happening, a huge industry springs up around making it possible not to go and die. So for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you can get a new, certificate issued that you've got, a brass leg, that you're scared of heights, whatever it is. That's where the money is, right, Augie? Tell us about this guy.
This guy is a head of Khmelnytsky Regional Center for Medical and Social Expertise.
He looks like a real medical social expert lying on the bed with his $6 million. Didn't even bother getting his fat Ukro ass off the bed. Sweet. And we're going to stick in the Center for European Freedom, Democracy, and Essential Greatness, which is Ukraine. And our friend, Mr. Goncharenko, you remember last week he got a bit of a slap around the chops while in Crimea? He has set up a very culturally adept grouping where he basically connects young Ukrainian people with the joys of literature. the joys of culture and shared understanding and mutual peoples. Correct, Augie?
Basically, they're burning pictures of Russian authors
from the video. Look at these poor kids. So what are we going to do? Let's do a bit of book burning. Some of it is kind of familiar. Yeah, a bit of Dostoevsky, a bit of Pushkin, you know. So what, this is actually, you know, the EU is paying for this stuff. NATO is paying for this. The United States, to burn great authors' works and images. Hooray! And of course, while young Ukrainian kids, which will probably be sent to the front soon because they're thinking of dropping the draft age again and again, it's basically going to be a case of kids going on their tricycles at this stage. And while this is happening, of course, the Russian military is advancing on every front. The Kursk picnic is turned to a complete show. The Russians have launched another counteroffensive there. It's all gone to sh**. But the American press, the client media, still are ODing on copium. We thought it had all been sold out, remember last week? But it seems the New York Times has convinced itself that this is a rope-a-dope strategy. Yeah? Rope-a-dope strategy. What does that mean? That means that the Russians are going to lose by winning. It's endless. And let's not forget, in the EU, in Europe, people have been queuing up, much like Trump and Kamala, with the Zionists, to fall over to dedicate themselves to the Euro scam. And no one has been more adept at it and more in love. L'amour, the beautiful Paris afternoons. You can see it now, Z-Boy and Macrolian walking through, kicking through the leaves. Let's remind ourselves, before we go on, of just how tight those brothers are. On the video, Augie. Oh, this is spooky. I mean, do neither of these people think this is... Let go of me. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is love. It's absolutely correct. But listen, you know what? What's even more bizarre and freaky than this sort of dude love in there, whatever the f*** was going on, is the fact that good old Macrolian has decided to rapidly increase spending on his army for the coming war against Russia. How'd that work out last time, Macrolian? And cut spending on things like metros and cutting the grass and cops and stuff. What are the numbers, Augie?
France is going to increase its military budget to 55 billion in 2025, and at the same time is going to subject the budget to a 60 billion euro belt tightening drive next year in the hope of bringing the deficit down. Two-thirds of that sum for cuts are going to come from spending cuts, and the rest from new taxes.
So basically, what's going to happen to ordinary French farmers, workers, and citizens is you're going to get screwed to give more cash to Macrolian's boyfriend, the Zio Führer. That's him. And it's got to be only one country, really, on Earth that's probably received more cash, funneled, jammed through the pipeline. They don't even know where most of it went on Earth than Ukraine. Of course it has. The Euro scam. Everybody knows it's crooked as f***. But the numbers are really, really something else. So now that the lid has been lifted on US aid, we're starting to get a little glimpse of just how much cash has been pumped into the sort of narco Führer's kingdom. Augie, some of the big figures, please, my boy.
Here's the deal. WikiLeaks has just revealed that USA was funding over 6,000 journalists across 700 media outlets and 278 media NGOs.
You mean what they were saying wasn't true about Ukraine? Like, you mean it wasn't a full-scale unprovoked invasion, Augie? What?
Here's the deal. They were funding 9 out of 10 outlets in Ukraine. And through those, they were supposed to influence the Ukrainian government and public on the points like promotion of NATO, cries about aggression of Russia, and of course, their favorite thing, banning the Russian language.
So of course, everything people like me said, who got threatened to be killed, and my colleagues who work for RT, and lots of other Americans who work in the US, Max Blumenthal, anybody who spoke out against the Euro scam was actually put on a kill list. They threatened to kill them. They've actually killed some journalists for basically
basically daring to tell the truth, to actually be journalists. So we were right. It's a big scam. And everything that you hear out of Kiev, basically you can't trust the weather forecast from them. So let's have a look at the narco-fuhrer, you know, the new Churchill, Mr. Golden, the golden boy of European and American freedom, the man they clap for in the Senate, the man lauded in the House of Parliament by Boris Johnson, the serial liar and fraud who platformed the Azov Battalion there. Oh, lovely boys. Let's have a listen to good old Vladimir telling that if he didn't have any money left after he bankrupted Europe and did a good job of trying to bankrupt the USA, if you don't have the cash to give us, why don't you give us a loan? You know we're going to pay it back, right? Roll the video, Huggy.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, please, give us a credit.
Cool.
And we will give you back money.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, the alcoholic or drug addict in the family. They come to the door, you gotta slam it. So that was back in 2023, right? So that's like 100 years ago in the context of this conflict and the money that's been pumped in. So back in 2023, people were already starting to say, we've given them all the money. What are we going to be giving them all the weapons? The Russians, he's still losing. Where's all the money going? But we got to keep it up. So that's 23. And in 2025, it turns out that even he doesn't know where the money went that he's meant to go, right? So get this, right? So the West has given them a couple hundred billion dollars. That's what we know about. Remember what happened in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Iraq, CIA landed in transport planes, pulling off, laundry carts full of used notes to pay off local boys. That's in the background. That's the black money. Don't forget the black money. But the 200 billion of that, it seems like the Green Goblin, he doesn't even know where it went. Yeah, really? Augie, run the video.
Я колючую. І раніше чув, і сьогодні ми чуємо від Сполучених Штатів Америки, що Америка дала Україні сотні мільярдів. 177, якщо сказати більш точно.
Тоні Монтана, he looks like. He really reminds me of Тоні Монтана.
Богослав Конгрес, тощо різні організації. Дивіться, я як президент воюючої країни вам говорю, ми отримали... Більше 75.
This is the scam. I mean, come on.
Тобто 100 мільярдів з цих
100. We never got it.
Або 200
гривень. I never got the money. It never arrived. Check never came in the post.
Але коли говорять, що Україна під час війни отримала 200 мільярдів на підтримку армії, тощо, це неправда. Я не знаю, де всі ці гроші.
My wife wasn't in Switzerland on a luxury holiday a few weeks back. Wasn't my wife. No proof. You couldn't see her face. I never seen the money. I never seen the money. Insane. And another reason why Zelensky and his cabal don't want this conflict to end is the tons of money being made by local commanders, absolutely rotten with corruption. This is why Ukrainian corpses are left to rot on the battlefield. You know, tens and tens of thousands of people are missing because their benefits are still being paid to local commanders, and that's going in their pockets. Not to mention the amount of weapons and cash that's being funneled out of the Ukro scam and turning up in places like Spain, weapons turning up in places like Ireland. Now, somebody might have said that at the United Nations when they were asked to speak there about the proliferation of weapons. Moi. And of course, I was called a conspiracy theorist and a lunatic by the Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations, who refused to speak to me. Augie, I think Mr. Tucker Carlson, a good friend of ours here on the Moscow Mules, also had a few things to say about this.
Correct. Just this week, we saw him saying that Ukrainian military elites are making huge profits by selling weapons they received to, criminal gangs and, of course, Mexican cartels.
Now, talking about Mexican cartels, a few interesting videos have emerged of the old sicarios, let's say, with some anti-tank weapons slung over their shoulders. Now, there's only one place that this type of weapon could have come from. Now, this isn't the Javelin, which they say in the video, but it's an AT-4. It's a very advanced British manufactured, if I'm not incorrect, anti-tank weapon, which could basically take out a main battle tank. So what chance would a Jeep full of cops have? Run the video, Augie.
Presunto miembro del cártel del Golfo en Tamaulipas fue grabado portando una de las armas más exclusivas y poderosas, un Javelin, que en teoría se vende únicamente al ejército y ha sido utilizado durante la invasión a Ucrania, por ejemplo. En el mercado negro, esa arma que lleva a su derecha, la otra es una AK-47, a la derecha lleva esta arma que cuesta en el mercado negro unos entre 20.000 y $60,000.
You got to ask yourself the amount of money that's been spent in Ukraine on a useless proxy war, a failed proxy war. The amount of cash, trillions of dollars spent in Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Iraq, against this manufactured threat. How about the USA and its allies and friends and some of its adversaries, Russia, China, everybody gets together and wipes out the scourge of the narco dealers, the boys in Mexico. Let's have a go at them. Why not pump some of the cash in? And guess what? You're going to probably turn up against your own weapons, old Uncle Sam, when you turn up there, because we know that these weapons are flushing out of Ukraine into these gangs. Why not put the cash together and give these boys a good kick in the ass? Just an idea. Now, it doesn't end there. You know, the Ukrainian army is now globally famous as a den of corruption. Debts are underreported. Commanders stealing wages from men who were killed over a year ago. This is how we don't really know the scale, the true scale of the losses. We know there's 1 million dead and probably 500,000 critically wounded. But a lot of people are underreported because the commanders are keeping the money. They're not, and the state, Zelensky, doesn't want to pay the pensions to the widows who are out in the streets now protesting. Now, there's another way that you can save your ass if you do get bussified into the Ukrainian army. And that is you can bribe your way into one of the cozier units, maybe a drone unit, which isn't on the front line, which is some way behind the line. And you can do that by, Augie, giving a donation, just a small donation, maybe a couple of $100s. No, you need 3 Jeeps to survive. You need to hand over 3 Jeeps, or the equivalent of that, to make sure you get off the front line and live to see this war end. It's absolutely insane. Run the video, Augie.
Translation, Army Plus. Just submit an application. If you're already serving and want to join us, we'll fight for you. We'll get you transferred to our unit. Look, it's scary, funny, cynical, but in this, well, it's just the working mechanics of this kind of war. Sometimes we accumulate a pool of Jeeps for exchange. To trade you for 3 Jeeps. Well, that's fine. Well, why not? Some unit needs Jeeps over there. The commander says, fine, I'll trade a soldier.
Wow. So, you know, they actually are trading human beings for Jeeps. That's how commodified and brutal this army of free Europe is. What a show. But anyway, look, the main thing is that you understand in the West, in the United States, in Europe, in Ireland, in the UK, exactly how important it is that you keep the money flowing into Ukraine. Now, remember, this show isn't going to end anytime soon. Even if the fighting stopped tomorrow, the Z boy is going to have the handout. He's going to want more money, and he's going to want it for a long time, the next 5 years minimum. It's a basket case economically, demographically. This is a show that the European Union has now placed firmly the millstone of around its own neck. Now, we want to remind you just how important, right, Augie, the money that you're spending in Ukraine is. And we want to remind you where it's going, to very, very important causes. Run the video, Augie. This is all AI, manufactured Russian propaganda. Isn't it?
I think, Che, it was manufactured by AI even before the AI was invented.
But the Ukrainians will say it's all made up. You know, none of this happens in Ukraine. It's the bastion of European freedom, democracy, liberty, and justice. Well, we hate to say we told you so, but Augie and I, well, we did tell you so. And we're going to be here, same time, same place, next week with an extended show. Watch out, get cozy, get the popcorn out. And we'll know a bit more about where things are moving for Mr. Zelensky at 27th of November. Deadline from the big Don in the Oval Office. It's shaping up to be a real Super Bowl moment. Until then, mind yourselves and take care.